I hated everything about that game. I hated everything about it. I was so excited for Bruins hockey to be back. I was excited that Swayman was signed. I was ready for the season to start. Scott McLaughlin got me all pumped up. And then we had to do the breaking news right at the end of the hit there about Drake May. But either way, this was, oh my God, what a letdown this was. That Bruins game was awful last night. Just an awful, awful game. You texted me. You hadn't even made it home yet.
No, that it was much more of a letdown for me, who was stuck in traffic and got home and was excited to watch the Bruins, and it's 2-0?
2-0 in the first.
Wait, what?
They were getting outshot like 20-1 in that first period, which is pathetic. And here's the thing. I know that they wanted to go out there and settle the score from last year, and they had a lot of scores to settle. They had Marchand and Bennett. They had Tkachuk and Pasternak. They had guys trying to run Ullmark last year. Like, there was a lot of reasons why you should have gone out there and tried to make a statement against these Florida Panthers. That we talked to McLaughlin about this.
Yep.
You loaded up your team with big, tough guys, right? You big, tough, and as Montgomery said, maybe a little slow, and you looked slow last night, but big, tough guys weren't going to get pushed around by these Panthers and was going to answer back, and if they tried to do any of that stuff, you were going to make them pay. You were going to make them hurt, and he didn't do any of that. I mean, really, he didn't do any of it. And they didn't settle anything. Florida skated circles around them in that first period, and he didn't even get your get back. Like, that was brutal. That was a brutal way to start.
And you say they tried to make a statement in terms of
physicality.
Hitting them, I think a statement was made in terms of who the better team is, and I was stunned because I was listening pregame to some of the stuff, and they've now played 22 times in the last 3 years. It's an 11-11 split of games and 74 goals scored for each team.
It's crazy.
It doesn't feel that even. It doesn't. And obviously, that's what changes when you win two playoff series, and then you go on to win a cup because of one of those playoff series. But
no, now these days it feels like the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals is what it looks
like. And that's what it felt like last night. And I know your real starting goaltender was not out there, and I think a lot of people wanted to actually see Jeremy Swayman in the third period. Like, hey, this is garbage time. It's like Drake May time. Let's get him out there, and so he's ready to go. The one thing I will say is because you face them again in, what, 6 days? Is it Monday?
Yeah, coming up again soon.
Which is a weird scheduling thing where you play them three times, twice in the first week of the season, and it's a marquee matchup and all that.
Yeah.
Although this definitely had that feel of an NFL Super Bowl winner, and you face like the championship game team.
Opening night. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right,
this had a little opening night. But the thing I was disappointed in, so I listened to Montgomery tell me how, like, this is a good thing and we're ready for this and we're chatting all this thing and we're going to be inspired by watching this ceremony. And they didn't watch the ceremony.
Right. So they weren't out there.
And you certainly didn't look inspired. Necessarily.
No.
The way you played, like, you didn't get
value.
You
looked like you wanted to go out there and beat some guys up, but then you didn't do it. Then it didn't happen, and it was just like, okay. And then as the game went on, that goal where Rodriguez scored and then Bennett comes flying in and just takes Corposalo's head off,
yep.
That was ridiculous. No one had to answer for that at all. By that point, it's like, what, 5-1? And this guy's bull charging into your goalie? Like, I know it's a long season, but I think it was Mason Lorai or one of those guys just standing over him, has the stick down, it's kind of pushing him back down. Guys are pushing and shoving. Tkachuk's, you know, they're throwing rats on the ice. Like, everybody's just doing what they're doing. And I just thought, you know, you loaded up in the offseason with guys who are going to make sure teams like the Panthers, in particular the Panthers, were not going to push you around and take these kind of liberties. They did the same stuff they were doing the entire time. That whole playoff series, every time they played them, oh, that game pissed me off last night. I don't understand. I don't understand how you can come out, look soft, and also get outskated so badly. And don't get me wrong, they made up for it at the end.
Nope.
No, they didn't. That was garbage time, power play bullcrap from David Pastrnak. I didn't even like that goal at the end. I saw that goal at the end, I got mad. That final score made it look closer than it was. They got outclassed, they got outworked basically the entire game. And this defense, which everyone was saying was supposed to be the
best in the league,
they were pathetic. McAvoy, Carlo, Lorai, and Peak all had terrible turnovers, terrible breakouts, just brain farts over and over again. And this Florida forecheck doesn't let you do that.
Right.
You do that against Florida, they are going to turn you over and they're going to score. And they did it over and over. And by the way, Corposalo sucks. I mean, not every one of those goals was his fault. But when there was a rebound, he lost it. He could not track it. And that was a big, big problem in that game.
Absolutely. And I saw Scott tweet out, I think it was when it was 4-1. He's like, it might be 2-1 with a good goalie. Like, you're still trailing, but the goalie was not good. This was definitely one of those where I've changed a little bit. I kind of thought Swayman won the negotiation because he at least got, at the very least, instead of 64, he got his 66. He got north of $8 million, that whole thing. This, I think the Bruins won the negotiation.
How sick do you think that agent is right
it's
now?
It's like, well, you see that. Then you see the Ullmark contract, and you're like, wait a minute. Ullmark got the same contract? You see contracts that are $88 million being turned down, and you're like, huh. Maybe we could have played a little more hardball for a little bit longer. It was just, and it was, the frustrating thing is I feel like the Panthers are always one step ahead. It's like physicality, you know, getting the call, even the stupid little thing with the slash where you hit the referee in the arm.
Oh, yeah.
And
Max,
then,
what's his name?
Yeah. And then he points, he's like, he hit you. You got to call it. And it was just.
I mean, they were going to call that anyway.
No, I know, but it was just so infuriating.
So annoying. I hate that, dude.
And it felt like every step of the way, they screw with you. And I feel like Tkachuk leads it. Like, he always is sort of like the ringmaster of screwing with you. And it's why everybody hates him. And you would take him on your team, but
definitely.
You hate him.
Frederick said they went to fight.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, actually, I don't want to.
Yeah,
anymore.
He said Tkachuk asked him to fight, and then he said yes, and he just didn't.
Right.
Like, that's dirty pool,
that's
too.
That's weaselly.
But I believe
it. Then you go up and jump him then. Like, do something. Like, I'm sorry, Trent Frederick, and I know you scored a goal in that game, but you want to make a statement, go make the statement, all right? Like, let's go. It's opening day. You know, it's the first game of the season. You have something you want to settle a score on from last year. Go out and do it. You know, like that, I just, man, you know, they didn't push him around. They didn't do any of the stuff that I was anticipating would be at least part of the game. There was some physical play, I guess, but it seemed like Florida was just doing whatever they want, just like they did last year. And that you had no answer for it until the very end of the game when it was all but decided.
And then,
that's terrible. And I think, you know what? Jim Montgomery, you got to get your team more ready than that. That was not good.
They were not ready.
No.
And that was really interesting hearing him talk about practice in recent days. And there was one practice he didn't like, but then yesterday's morning skate, he thought it was crisp and this and that. Well, maybe the morning skate was, but the game wasn't when it mattered. And it's interesting talking to Scott yesterday when he was saying this was sort of a feeling out period for an extension for Montgomery. Well, one game into the feeling out period, let's hold off on that extension and see where the next few games go. And then the other thing was the Corposalo, like, oh, goalie Bob's going to get him and he's going to sprinkle his magic dust on him.
Right.
Well, the magic dust isn't working right now. It's a little broken. You might want to buff up the recipe or something. There were a lot of takeaways from this. Now, it's not overreaction type thing. Right. It's 82 games. You got a long season ahead. Your goalie will actually be in there at some point. Did you see when they kept showing the cutaways of him when he was interacting with the fan?
Yeah.
Who was, did he know that person, or was it just a random person that he like created a relationship with?
Couldn't tell you. Jeremy Swayman seems like a very friendly guy. But yeah, I was watching that going, what's going on here?
That was very, very weird.
If it was someone sitting that close, you'd think maybe near the Bruins bench, like it's probably someone.
Got the tickets through.
Right. Yeah. I would
maybe.
Guess, but I don't know. I mean,
did you want him to go in?
No, because, well, kind of. I wanted him to go in because I didn't want to see any more Corposalo.
It was a very politician
and he was
answer.
The only other goalie, I guess, but it's not like I necessarily wanted to see Swayman in a blowout. Like, that wouldn't have done anything for me. I wanted Corposalo to be better, and if there was someone out, you know, if they could have put in Bussy, I would have rather you just put in Bussy for garbage time. I didn't want to see him in garbage time, I guess is the point.
I kind of wanted to see him just because I would have treated it as garbage time, including if he gave up goals.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have cared, and I just feel like that would have been a next step towards, I know Scott predicted with us, he thinks that Swayman will actually play in the home opener on Thursday. I hope so, because let's start the 55-game clock or whatever it's going to be on him right now.
Yeah. You know,
was disappointing. That was, and I couldn't, I was like driving home thinking, I haven't watched a good hockey game in a while. I'm going to be all pumped up. It's opening night.
And you still haven't.
And no, I have not.
That was
the competitive
rough.
Portion ended before I got to turn my TV on.
Yeah. That game right before it, St. Louis and I forget what the game was right before then, but I was sort of watching that. And then Utah had their first game. It was St. Louis, Seattle was the first game. And that was a pretty good game. And then Utah comes out and just smokes the Blackhawks after that, which, you know, is cool for a new team to be doing that. But yeah, the Bruins laid a total egg last night, and I think that was pretty unfortunate. There was also what you just mentioned, Linus Ullmark signing for the same money as Swayman, half the years. I think really what this shows is that Cam Neely and Don Sweeney should have gotten this thing over with a long time ago. This is what the market is. Guys are turning down 8 and 11. Ullmark's making the same amount of money. Like, Swayman should be getting what Ullmark's getting. I think that's pretty clear. And I think that they just wanted to be hardos about it because they don't like Swayman for whatever reason. They didn't want to just give it to him. And so they drew it out and then made it into this long thing. And Swayman participated too, obviously. But they could have just given him what he was worth. And I think now we agree that that was a pretty good contract. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. Here's Stiz with what's trending. And then we're right back.